Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means that Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And before we meet our guest, one of our, perhaps our most frequent one, one of the most anyway, I think, from Finger Lakes Health, some exciting news this week.
Two great things happening this week, fantastic things. We want to welcome Dr. Guy Klein, who is an orthopedic surgeon who has joined Inner Lakes Orthopedic Surgery, which is part of FLH Medical PC. He'll be on the radio so people can wait, and we'll bring him to you very soon. But he has begun this week, so we're excited. He's at the Finger Lakes Health Commons, where the Inner Lakes Orthopedic Office is, out on Preemption, formerly the Liberty Commons, and seeing new patients, a great person to see for things like hip, knee replacements, arthritis. Obviously, those unexpected fractures, he's got trauma experience, etc. So obviously a fantastic addition to us, and continues to have us be this growing, incredible orthopedic sort of destination. So we're thrilled to, not that people necessarily want to come to us with unexpected orthopedic needs, but we're here for you when you need us. The other thing that's happening this week is we're expanding hours in urgent care, which people have seen. We have expanded the hours. The urgent care in Geneva is in that same office, the Inner Lakes Orthopedic Office. But it's expanded hours 9 to 9 during the week and 9 to 3 on the weekends. And thrilled to say that we've also done the same in Seneca County. So over in Seneca County at Life Care in Seneca Falls, we also have urgent care there in that practice. And the urgent care, same thing, expanded hours, walk-ins obviously available. People can also go on, sort of make a phone call and sort of check where things are. Sometimes we've been able to steer people to one or the other based on what a wait time is like, for example, on the weekends. So we encourage people to utilize urgent care if they need to, if their office practice is closed, or if it's something that's really of an urgent nature that you want taken care of, but it's not a life-threatening emergency. We, of course, want people, if it's a life-threatening emergency, you need to call 911, just like we've talked about for stroke or heart attack or chest pain or anything. But if it's things that are sort of aches and sprains and earaches and all that, we can take care of you at urgent care.
Now, I know we don't have the big population around this area that some places do. I've been a couple of places recently where the urgent care centers have a billboard up on a big highway that has a little counter that tells you the wait time.
With their wait times, yes. We have talked about what that looks like for us in the future.
All right. See, then we'll look forward to that.
Never know.
I know we're going to talk a little bit about an upcoming chat and snack, but we got chat and snack. Do we have dine and discusses going on as well?
We have one coming up, but that one is closed out at this point, about GI. But of course, the GI physicians are available to see people, so you can't get to that dine and discuss. You can always just call the office. Also, we have the women's pelvic floor kind of thing that have talked about before. So that's our last one, women's pelvic floor health and the role of physical therapy in that. And that is Tuesday, May 20th. 23rd with Liz Licano, who's a doctorate in physical therapy, who has a specialized training in that. It's been a very important and popular topic. So that takes place at Club 86, but you do need to call and register by May 19th. And then so that's our final dine and discuss this season. The other thing we have going on is chat and snack, which relates directly to our guest. So I'll segue to our guest if you'd like.
All right. We'll introduce our guest before she takes off running.
So. Exactly. I'm thrilled to have Kathy Brown-Riker, the longtime director of our child care center, who helped found the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning back when it was called the Geneva General Child Care Center. We've been so fortunate to have Kathy lead the way for us in so many things in our organization. First of all, child care on an employer's campus, that was just a novel idea back then, coming from a group of employees. Then from there, getting us to be the first accredited child care center in the region, one with wait lists and things that I literally came to Finger Lakes Health because of the child care center. I was on the wait list. Now I'm just so grateful to work there. But prior to that, it was really about learning about the child care center. And now she leads the way with this signature event that we offer, which is the Cubby Chase, which is a 5K, 10K, and Color Mile Fun Run. This is going to be the 8th annual. This one is coming up on July 29th. The funds that get raised at this really family-friendly, fantastic health and wellness event go to support the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning, as well as Ontario ARC Center for Autism. So I'm thrilled to have Kathy here. She's also someone who not only took on this task to begin this 5K, but she herself then became an avid runner. So she's an incredible inspiration to our organization. She's brought so many wellness things to our organization and is such an employee wellness champion. And then as part of this, Cubby Choice has grown to have a get ready to run training program to get people like me off the couch. We say a couch to Cubby, off the couch, ready for the Cubby Chase. And this continues to expand. And that's what we'll talk about this morning, is how to get involved with Ready to Run, Get Ready to Run, which is starting in June, and also how to perhaps get a team involved, your business involved in sort of a wellness challenge. So we've got lots to chat about.
All right, Kathy, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, I know this is where I get to feel old, because every time I ask these questions, I underestimate the answer. But how many years has it been the Jim Dooley Center?
Well, it has been 27 years, going on 28 years.
But I mean, it didn't have the
Jim Dooley Center,
as far as the new name.
No, that's only been 2 years.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to say. See, usually I say something's been 2 years, and it's actually been nine, and that's when I feel very old. So when did the idea, we're going to talk a little bit about the Get Ready to Run program for the Cubby Chase. How did that idea come about that, gee, maybe we should have some training so that people don't just jump up off the couch and go, I'm a 10K runner, which is a good way to hurt yourself?
Well, when we started this race idea, I was not a runner at all, nor were any of us at the Child Care Center. Some parents were, and they helped us get the race started, but it looked like so much fun that I myself wanted to try to start running, so I certainly had a personal interest, and then I found out that lots of other people wanted to have that opportunity to train to run, and so that's how it got started.
How quickly did you know that, hey, I'm a runner and I really love this? Was it an immediate thing, or at first did you go, oh, I'm killing myself here?
I think it's probably only been about last week that I call myself a runner.
She is very modest. She is leaving many of us in her dust.
Well, no, I think many people, when you start running at age 50, you're kind of hesitant to label yourself a runner.
Right. So the program begins on June 6th on Tuesday night. So tell us what people learn and how they work their way up to whether they want to try the 5K or the 10K.
Great, yeah. Well, this program, we have certified running coaches from the Canandaigua YMCA, and this is their third year with us, and they're quite good at being able to tailor the individual needs. So you can join this program if you've never run, and even if you don't intend to run the 5K, if you want to walk the 5K, but you know, you just need to build up to that endurance. Or if you want to be challenged to run, they certainly will lead anyone from walking to running. Also, this program can be for prior runners that are getting back into it, or runners that just want to have a focused way to improve their time, to improve their endurance, and maybe move to the 10K distance. So this is quite a unique program in that it can be tailored to anyone's needs.
And even the relationships that get developed at the Get Ready to Run is nice, too, because if you're thinking I might want to do the 5K, but I don't really have anyone who's at my pace or my speed, and so right. I'm somebody who might say, well, I just need to get building up to walking, but who's going to sign up for that with me if my friends actually want to run it, et cetera. You can join this because then you find kind of a little cohort. You find a group that then are kind of at your same really, people encourage each other. I'll tell you, people cheer each other on. When you're going those laps, they're cheering you on to help you move forward, and that's, I think, a piece that's kind of... That's the part that's hard to write on the flyer, I think.
Absolutely. And so we found quite a lot of success at Finger Lakes Health getting employees to get together as friends and do this after work on a Tuesday night. And many of them have continued to run. And so we would like to offer this to other businesses and organizations, that if you have employees that would like to do something together, it doesn't matter if it's 2 employees, if it's 10, if it's 20, however many would like to come from the same employer, we're going to offer the incentive for them to sign up as a wellness team from their organization. We'll put their team logo, company logo on their training shirt, and we're going to give some special recognition at the Cubby Chase Awards for these wellness teams that went through a training program to do a 5K or a 10K.
Now, if someone hasn't run before and they're 50 or 57, should we check with our doctor first and make sure there's no kind of problems or anything?
Or
can you kind of ease your way?
Well, that's a really good idea always. We'd certainly recommend that. But this program will help you ease. I think that's the biggest problem with trying to do this on our own. We don't have anybody holding us back.
Right.
Accountable to not overdo it.
And you really, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't know. It's like if I decide I want to be a runner starting today, you know, I don't know how far I should go the first time, or
exactly
how long I should cool down, or how many days a week I should run with days off in between. So that's some of the information that people can get so they do it right.
You're absolutely right.
And they're so fantastic because the trainers not only are there to offer that kind of advice and to tailor it, as Kathy said, and work with people based on where they are, but they obviously have recommended guidelines, but they'll also send out ongoing emails. They'll send out they really keep a group together in a way to give you tips to say, this is what you should be doing this week. Or obviously we recognize it's summer. So if it's 6 or 8 weeks between now and the race, what happens if I have to miss a week or I'm going to be away with my family? What should I do? They really, I think, work with people to say, this is what you can do on your week away if you can't be here. Those are the kinds of things. So you can keep up with it. If you look at that and say, well, I've got a conflict on one of those Tuesday nights. The beautiful part about it is once you're part of the group, you are sort of kept up. There's a support safety net for you.
Now, I know if I might ask a personal question, and if you don't want to answer, that's fine. But I know that you wanted to do it a few years ago and you got hurt and it kind of sidelined you.
I did, and I did do it that year.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, so it felt fantastic.
Okay.
And it was, I will say this, it was a rainy day, and I was very glad that it was not 90 degrees.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. So that's the other thing. Cubby Chase is rain or shine. Go. It is fantastic. Also, shout out and thanks, and also requests that we love volunteers. If you can't run or walk this thing, we need volunteers. We need water stations. We need road marshals. We need tons of people. Those people make it worth it on the way. So I both sort of nursed that little injury and did it nonetheless. I will not share
Great.
My time today, but it was
well,
I was glad to be there
anyway. Exactly.
And felt great. I will honestly tell you, it felt great. And then so I've done it twice, and then I've also volunteered. So last year I did a volunteer, and I did not, and I'll be honest, being there and volunteering and not being part of it, I felt a little bit like, this year I better get my act together and get back in it, because you want to be a part of that regardless of your speed. It is fantastic. 5K, for people who don't think about it, it's in that sort of 3 mile range, so it's really doable, and it's doable for people who go and walk at night and walk a little bit of time. It really is doable, I think, regardless of your fitness level, as long as you do the right kind of prep. So what's nice about it is it's not a half marathon where we're saying to people,
right,
we're setting such an incredible, that might, it may be at some point, but we're not setting such an incredible goal that it's unachievable. I think it's attainable by nearly everyone in this community, and that's what makes it fantastic. And literally, we'd love to welcome everyone in this community to participate.
Well, and I was at the Cubby Chase for the first time last year as a water station person with the Rotary Club, and people have fun. They really, and like you said, that they find people of equal ability, so you don't have to be embarrassed if you can do it at a little more than a walk. Then find a couple of friends that are at that same place too and go with them.
And there's some uphill parts and there's also some downhill parts. I will say it's that North Street Hill. You don't think it's that much when you're driving it.
Yeah.
But when you're going from the hospital up to that Octagon House, but honestly, it's a beautiful course because that's in the beginning. So you have that in the beginning. And then from past that, as you turn down by Castle Street, mm-hmm. you get that little extra lift again. And from then on, so I really am such an advocate of this course, this cause, all of the things that are involved with the Cubby Chase.
Cubby Chase is on June 29th. You got the 5K, you got the 10K, you got the Color Mile Run, and the Get Ready to Run program begins on June 6th. Kathy, thank you as always. Just one of the great success stories in our area is what you've done with the Jim Dooley Center, and now with this event. Much to your credit, and we always appreciate the visit.
Well, thank you so much.
And you can go on our homepage. There's a button right there to click, and 5k10k.org. Cubby Chase 5k10k.org has its own website, but you can also go on the FLH Health website, click right on the homepage, and it'll take you right to all you need to know.
All right, terrific. We appreciate it as always. Thank you. We get healthy every 2 weeks with Finger Lakes Health. They try with me. They haven't gotten me healthy yet, but they're still working on it. Work in progress. 8:52, Finger Lakes Morning News.